sometimes when I yawn, the pitch of everything I'm hearing goes down a little bit. And I think my brain is broken. Like a big yawn while listening to music. That used to not happen. I don't know. I don't remember that happening.
I'd say the last few years or so, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe I just started yawning more. I don't know.
Just by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough, enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding, though? I'm getting high, sitting low. Slide by that big body, curtains holding my window. This fame purpose, this chain works. Think back like the same person. If this is all I have to deal with, nigga, deal with this shit. This ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Niggas dying back when I was working. Fuck your IRS and the IRS. Get the hell up on your high horse. You got the shit that niggas die for. Try yours. Baby, I'm that bad water, you still alive. Still that nigga, nigga, you survive. Still getting bigger, nigga, living the life. Another wafer's in the door, done this nigga a lot. Michael Jackson's turtle.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. And you
like one of those perfect, like, fucking bad, like, it's not really, I guess it's not really coincidence. I mean, maybe it's a coincidence. I don't know. Like, the idea that the dude that ended up with the fucking rare Wu-Tang album is the fucking dick bag pharmaceutical dick. That, you know, raised the price of all those AIDS drugs and HIV stuff. Like, you know, like, on some level, that's perfect. On some level, that's fucking some storybook, nasty fucking bullshit. It's like, oh, of course this fucking... you know, corporate raider-looking mother... you know, just... of course that's the fucking guy. It's like the big, it's like a Bloomberg article about him buying the record, and it is some of the, it is some bad writing in that story also. Where it's just like the whole middle of the story, they just go like, well, you know, it's like they cash rules everything around me. They talk about the dollar bill, y'all. This guy made some dollars on it. Anyway, the Wu-Tang Clan, and like, it, like in the middle of the story, it just gets into this whole like history of the Wu-Tang Clan that probably didn't need to be. I mean, I guess, you know, it's like you can't necessarily expect the, you know, the average Bloomberg reader to know the history of the Wu-Tang Clan, but it's also not necessarily, a, you know, key to the story. But yeah, I guess the 88-year thing proves to not be true, I guess, according to that story. Like, the only restriction is that he can't commercially exploit it, which, hey, that's... it's nice. Also, I would think a spectacle like that, like an object like that, would be worth more than $2 million. I would think more people would look to pony up for something like that than $2 million. I mean, that's not that much money. So with that in mind, if he does have the ability to, like, you know, get it out there, if he wanted to, what does he do? I mean, there's two ways to go with that. I mean, you know, like, you read that article, he seems like a dick. You read that article, he just seems like, you know, it's like, oh, I like to have fun with my rivals, so I donated to a political campaign. You know, my rival, like, those aren't your rivals, that's fucking... those are politicians calling for you to fucking, you know, be less shitty. So does he release the album for free to all of the world, all of the children of the world, so that he can, like, at least get something fucking heading his way where people go, hey, great, you did a great thing. On, you know, I mean, on a weird minor, you know, obviously not the greatest thing you could have done, but hey, that's cool. Or does he just, like, continue to play into this fucking super villain persona and just lock it away? I could see going either way. In that position, I could see going either way with that thing. Some of the quotes in that thing seems like he's really leaning into just like, well, yeah, I'm just too good at my job, I guess. Like, yeah, fuck you.
CIA, I called my dealer. baby, just not right now. Call me back in about an hour or so. I sit and I stew. What the fuck am I gonna do? What I want right now. I can't sit around for hours. CIA, 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 CIA. Then I scout for just a little bit, a little trip for a little fix. With some luck I find that residue, just enough so it'll do. I take myself a glass, I'm high but it won't last. Then I get the call I've been waiting for. Jamie got what you're looking for. I head right out the door, because it's time to score. CIA, 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 CIA. I'm a hipster, Peter Pan. Tinkerbell is my best friend. We go cut it up and have a blast. It's a high unlike any other high I've had before. My God, I truly love. I think I need some more. Cause weed makes me paranoid. Liquor makes me slow. Sloppy, sad, and stupid. I always end up on the floor. Heroin, well, that's for fools, but I heard it's a real good time. Cocaine, you're so perfect. Would you be my wife? CIA, 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 CIA. Cocaine is awesome. Stupendously awesome. Outrageously awesome. Fantastically awesome. Religiously awesome. Unbelievably awesome. Truly fucking
Denver, welcome to the Sklar Brothers. Let's hear it.
Okay. It's still on YMPG Radio, folks. Be prepared. First serve, the song must be the music. It's already on heavy rotation.
That picture of that dude that gets used every time he comes up is also, like, perfect, too.
It's
like
classic.
I don't know the guy, but he just comes across, you know, like that picture just, and everything just paints this picture of just like, wow, you're such a smarmy fucking dick. I do boom rap, don't do cool rap, don't run a little radio. Oh, man. We do it for the love, yeah, the love of money. Use it to pay for food, so don't go hungry. Do trips to the Caribbean, do skiing, don't mind me. Just do it so free, want the good life, don't delay. I put on tomorrow what I can do today. Hey, yo, been there, done that, murder, gun rap.
That beat is hot. tighten up a whole lot. I got some niggas with me down for running up in your spot. And these niggas got hatchets and ratchets. Some of the vehicles up under the mattress. And matter of fact, this is a chance to show my lifestyle out to the mass. But chances are I get another negative react. Think I'm a fraction, but I fuck some up like battery ass. I gives a fuck what you think, nigga. This is my passion. Survive through the time. You know my name, you know my reputation. You know what it is. I don't need to get no explanation. When you say my fucking name and exclamation. Los Angeles King, man. Make your bitch bring crimes. Me and Trent, you don't like it, you can let me. Think crime is acting, but my bank account gon' say, fuck you. Respect it from SoCal out to the bank. Catched a lot of checks this morning, guess today was a good day.
Now we'll leave it down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town now. Ooh, good morning. And the snipers will join the fun.
Now this is what the fuck is up, doing this for my city. Comptown hub, it's my fucking committee. Shout out to Dub C, real nigga been with me. See walking on these niggas with a crease in them dickies. You know how many nights I heard them sparks echo in the park. Around this time I was spinning records at Eve After Dark. My city crazy, schoolgirls used to play with that chalk. Same chalk, police used to outline niggas we lost. You understand what I'm saying, shit is crazy, man. Fuck the money, yo, this shit can never change me, man. These new niggas in this bitch can never face me, man. I know it's strange, but I'm some real shit is plain as day. I just having some fucking fun with this rap shit. Nigga with an attitude, still getting active. Man, this industry to me, it feels a little plastic. I ain't heard nothing that I can consider classic. But this is for my niggas who been running with me. And everybody in this bitch to stop they gunning for me. And I can love my people that stay 100 with me. I'ma keep it A1, been that way since day one.
Now we'll leave it down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town now. Ooh, good morning. And the snipers will join the falling. So I leave it down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town now. Ooh, good morning.
And the snipers will join the falling.
Drop, drop, make it make sense. Glad to have you. All I'm thinking about is making classics. Trash, trash, masses. Fuck, masses.
Oh, this tunnel is all the way backed up.
Up. Fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few bands and new bands. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter a lady. Yeah, and so long that it looked like weed. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail and foul. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? So self-conscious, that's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. You see, we live in the American dream. The people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. Road to riches and diamond rings. Sad because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we are stoop. Even if you in the bed, you still a nigga. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack. And a white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally up them down. Cause fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I grew it again. Wishing a pain, I wanna add it all terrific, like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I'm gonna get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, south side, south side.
Can't keep working like this. This grave ship is like a slave ship.
Always better to be too ridiculous than not ridiculous enough, I say.
I like looking at boobies. I like porno movies. I like meeting girls all around the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
I like to go to Hooters.
Yes.
The girls there think I'm a loser.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't care. I just like looking at their cooters.
All right, I went to Nevada with an infected bladder. I'll tell you how it happened, even though it doesn't matter. I'm driving down the freeway in my Dodge Saturn. I stop at Hooters. Now you see the pattern. I open up my wallet, pay for my chicken. I say to the lady, would you like my fingers to do the licking? The look on her face is kind of panic stricken. Her boyfriend knocks me out, but now I'm bedridden. Go to a small.
All right. Goods not now.
Racks to death. Hoods on the right. Wild for the night. Punks in the back. Come on in the track to what? Ran in the front. Let your feet stomp. Niggas on the left. Racks to death. Hoods on the right. Wild for the night. Punks in the back. Come on in the track to what?
Back to master killer, now jumped off and killer, hella. I was the thriller in the alley, Frazier Manila. I came down with back tracks that combine the inner lock, like getting smashed by a cinder block. Bow, now it's all over. Niggas seeing pink hearts, yellow moons on the stars and green clovers.
Thank you, Paul.
Right, peace.
Peace.
Word up, Wu-Tang in the house, so man, black people NTR. I guess they could, you know, feel, you know, the realness. The, you know, when they could feel the vibe. And I think hip hop. That's what I've been telling a lot of people, a lot of record promoters, and a lot of artists. I mean, it's like, you know, it's something. It's music that you gotta touch and feel. You know what I'm saying? And I think that comes across. I think that comes across well in the video. I think probably when I haven't seen y'all live yet. I'm waiting for the chance. But I'm pretty sure that's probably what it's like. You know, we probably really get into it. And they can hear it. I guess they hear it in your voices when you're saying the rhymes.
Yeah.
I mean, what would y'all say your style is?
It's our secret. Never teach the Wu-Tang.
Truck has a sticker in its back window. I can't read the small print, but the bigger part of it just says Stealth Baseball. I don't know. Yeah, no, that's what it says. Looks like it says Stealth Baseball in, like, the Star Wars font, also. Like a shitty facsimile of said font. It looks like below it is some kind of URL, but it's a long one. It's like www.stealthbaseballsomething.com. I don't know what I can't see what the third word is.
Geography through my hands. Here's a
we're smarter than the United States, but I think we're just mumbling.
What?
You wouldn't understand. The American education system. The fish and chips conservatory of 1312.
And then,
all right, I'm at the office, I gotta go. Sounds like we might test out recording something today, I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes. And I'll see you later.